We aan daf, Chavtalet Amet Alef, Boi, Minei, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmul, Yesh Avelis Beshabes, Oy Ein Avelis Beshabes. Omalei, Ein Avelis Beshabes. So he told him, Ein Avelis Beshabes. That is, he tells us, Boi, Minei, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmul, Vi, Rabbi Yochanan, Lekibol Mishmul, Diu svirelei dvorim shebetzine noyike de frishes lar. That was Tosfos brought a gemara in Ksubis. That Rabbi Yochanan said in Ksubis, afal pi shomru ein avelis b'shabes avol dvorim shebetzine noyike. Yosvi rabbonon kamei de rapope. Rabbonon was sitting in front of rapope, v'komri mishmei de shmur. They said over in the name of Shmur, Ovel sheshimesh mitose bimei evloi chayev mise. That an ovel that's meshamesh mitose is chayev mise. Mise bidei shamayim. Omal lohu Rav Pope, so Rav Pope told them, number one, you're making two mistakes. Number one, oser itmal. This memre, the memre and ovel sheshimesh mitose, the memory is not that Yisrael Misa B'dei Shemayim, though it's also. And number two, Umishmei the Rav Yochanan Itma, the Baal HaMemre is not Shmuel, the Baal HaMemre is Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Kvedia asked Akasha, Oser Itma, so Rabbi Kvedia asked in Gurin HaShas, Lo Yodati Machidish B'zeh. So what did Rav Yochanan say? Ha'isa bebraise la'el davchof aleph, eilu dvom sha'ovel osebem, ubetash mishamite. So that's a braise. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say already? The Rishash in the Keren Eirem, both of my Eirem, Bechlal, how does this come here? We're not learning now the Yisurim of an oval. How does it... God, we were learning before if Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, if Dvorim Shabbatzin is Noig, if Tashmish is Mutter B'Shabbos, but how does this come here? In the middle of the Sugi, if not the Chiyah Misa or Osa. So, they want to say, the Rishash says as follows, there's a Merdeke Diyuk in this Memrem. Ovel, Sheshimesh mitosei bimei evloi. If he's an oval, so it's bimei evloi. Why do you have to say bimei evloi? So the Rishash says bimei evloi means to be kailu kol yimei evloi. Nafilu in Shabbos is also chayiv misa. The Gemara said like Shmuel. So now Sarah Papa's meredith. So Sarah Papa said from Shmuel, Yizicha didn't hear it. Because we just heard from Shmuel that Shmuel says, ain avelis b'Shabbos. So you can't say that it is awesome. Be may evle, call you may evle. It's Rabbi Yochanan, like Taisha said, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Dvorim Shabbatzina is noig b'Shabbos. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that it's also b'Shabbos also. That it doesn't say in the Barais. V'yishmiya l'chu mishmei de Shmuel. If you did hear a memra of Shmuel, and about a chi of Misa, Hochish mielachu. Omar Rav Tachlife Baravimi Omar Shmuel. Ovel Shaloi Pora Veshaloi Pirem Chayev Mise. If an ovel that was not Megadol Pera, or he did not make Chie, Chayev Mise. Shenema, because it says, Vayelozer Misoma Roshechem Al Tifro, Ubigdechem Loisif Raimo Veloisamusu, so they were not, they shouldn't make Gidl Pera. But an oval, Stama oval, should make Gidl Pera. And then if he doesn't make it, he's Chayiv Misa. Let us see Toisvitz. Ha'acher Shaloi Pora. Af agav de pashte dekro ha acher peireya upeirem. Vim heim yasu yomusu. So Taisus asks as follows. And we had mentioned this already before. You can learn pshat in this pasuk two ways. You can learn Roshechem Al Tifro is alav. You are not permitted to make Gidl Pera. And if you will not make Gidl Pera, Veloisa Musu. If it'll be Al Tifro, you'll be Mekayim the Tzibur Yashem, you will not make Gidl Pera, then it's Veloisa Musu. Then you won't die. So the Diyak is, if you will be Megadl Pera, then you will be Chayiv Misa. So the Veloisa Musu is Veloisa Musu is if it'll be Al Tifro, and if it'll be Tifro, then you'll be Chayiv Misa. But to make a Diyuk that a Ovel who is Megadl Pera, who is not Megadl Pera, an Ovel who is not Megadl Pera, that he's Chayiv Misa, that you can't be medayik at all from the Pasuk. The Chayiv Misa was said to Eliezer and Isomar, if they'll be Megadl Pera, so then they'll be Chayiv Misa. But you can't make a diuk that if an Ovel will not be Megadl Pera, he's Chayiv Misa. That's what Taisva says. The Pashta Dikro im Heim Yasu Yamusu. That is Pashta Dikro. So Taisa says, Nire the Asmachta bi Almahu. So the whole thing is an Asmachta, the Lemaisu lo Soiper kan Isrofim Gabelu Shabemise. So really there's no Chiyav Misa bi Dei Shemaim. It's only an Asmachta bi Alma. We had mentioned Rashi seems to learn Pshat differently in the Pasuk. Rashi before says Pshat, Loisif Rohu, you don't have to make Gidl Pera. Not there was an Issa. Even though you're Avelim, you don't have to make Gidl Pera. And therefore, if you won't make Gidl Pera, you won't be Chayiv Misa. Because you're Potter from Gidl Pera. If you learn like that, so then it's Muchach in the Posik that someone who is Chayiv in Gidl Pera, then he is Chayiv Misa. Then it could be a Chayiv Misa Dereise. The Rosh brings down the Raivet Shita is like that. That is a Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim and an Ovel that is not Megadl Pera. Oma Ravrom Bar Pope Tona Be'evil Rabosi. We learned the Masechta Smoches Ovel Oso L'Shamesh Mitosi B'mei Ebloi. He was nenash bidei shemayim. If we learn like the Rishash, so it comes out, I forget, bimei evloi is coming to be marbe, kol yimei evloi afilu b'shabes. Umayse be'echot sheshimesh bitosi bimei evloi. Veshamte chazerim es gviyosei nachem isosi, he was nisbaze through chazerim. Gviyosei, Rashi says, Evel rabosi meseches moches, gviyosei kol gufoi. Bikedamri eivir shaloi. Zogte gemorra weiter. Omar Shmuel, pachas choivo, neter rishus. What does this mean? Priyas Horoish. In Shabbos, during the week, a novel is Chayev Batifas Horoish. So he's covered by a Suda. Shabbos, he has to make Priyas Horoish. He has to take off the Ituf. Chazoras, that's the pace. He has to be Megal Horoishay. Chazoras, Kra La'achayrov. A second thing. During the week, the kra is lefonov. When it comes Shabbos, he turns around the beged that the kra should be in the back. So someone is facing him, they will not notice the kra. Zekifa samita. During the week, there's kfiya samita. So now you have to make skifa samita. So all these three things are choiva. One is mechuyev to do this when it comes Shabbos. Because if not, it's Avelis Befahesia. Ne'ilas HaSandal. But to wear shoes, or to go barefoot, Tashmish Amite, to be meineya from tashmish amite, rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim b'chamim alvis, reshus, this is a reshus. So what does this mean? So poshet it means, as we'll see later, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, priyas harosh, shemegale ha'ovul roishoy b'shabes, ve'enoy misatif. He's not permitted to be misatif. V'chazores krala choyro, v'skifes hamita choyva b'shabes. He's mechuyiv to do this. Because if not, it's avelis b'fahesia. Ila sandal, the lavkula almi saime misanayu b'shabes. Not everyone wears shoes Shabbos. V'loy muchach da ovelu. So it's not muchach that he's an ovel. So memele, so if he wants to, he could be noyag these dine avelis. He could be meineya from ila sandas, sandal l'shem evil. He could be meineya from tashmish amita l'shem evil. That means like this, that Meikar Hadin, he'd be permitted, as soon as it, like this, an oval is also berechitze. But as soon as it became Shabbos, so Shabbos, he would be permitted to wash himself bechamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. This is Shmuel Ashitosa. Shmuel holds that Ein Avelus B'Shabbos Afilu Dvorim Shabbatzine. So Tash Mishamita is Muta, Chitzis Yadayim V'Raglayim is Muta, B'Chamim, Nilus HaSandal is Muta, all these things are Muta. So Shmuel said, but he doesn't have to do it. If he wants, he could continue the Avelus, and because it's not Avelus B'Fahesia. That's what Shmuel said. Let us see Taisvis. No, Taisvis goes on the Gemara further. I heard Akasha yesterday had mentioned a machlokes, the Baal HaMoir and the Ramban. The Baal HaMoir had a very interesting pshat in the machlokes of the Chachamim Ram Gamliel. We learn pshat, and the Pashas HaSugya seems to say, the Machlokes, the Chachamim, and Ram Gamliel is, that the Chachamim hold that the Tvorim Shebetzinim is also, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, and therefore there's no mitzvahs Oine, and Gamliel holds that the Tvorim Shebetzinim is Mutter, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, so Mamela, there's a mitzvahs Oine. That was the Pashtas of the Sugya. The Baal HaMoir says, everyone holds Tashmish Amita is Muta. That we were medayik yesterday, the Loshen Abrais is very schwer. I mean, Gamliel said, Mitoshin is Chayev Beilun is Chayev Bekulum. So he's speaking about Chiyuvim. So the Baal HaMoir says that everyone holds that Tashmish Amita is Muta. The Shaila is he Chayev B'Tashmish Amita. I mean, Gamliel holds your Chayev. And the Chumam holds it's a rishus. That's the machlokes. Loshen of the Baal HaMoir is the Rebbeisa lav mashma hochin that it's a machlokes if it's osur or muta. But the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mechayiv betash mishamita mitoir shechayiv b'chol mitzvus amuris betoire. But tane kam a potala is pota for mitzvus oina. Aval isure lekem an de yom. That's what the Baal HaMoir says. The Melchames asks, V'toma al atzmecho. He asks on the Baal HaMoir, Yimishre shori. He says, if everyone holds its mutter, Vadei chiyuvi nami mechayib. So why isn't he mechuyib? The mitzvah sheloi b'moki misuri. It's a mitzvah sheloi b'moki misuri. So why shouldn't he be mechuyib? That's the Ramban's kasha. So l'chayre, I don't understand, how did the Ramban learn pshat and Shmuel? From Shmuel, you see, Klal, Shmuel said exactly what the Baal HaMoir said in the Chachamim. Shmuel holds Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. Dvorim Shebetzin is Muta. Af Al Pikein. If he wants to be Peirish Mitash Mishamite, if he wants to be Peirish Merechitze Shedayim V'Raglayim, he's permitted, since it's not Avelus B'Fahesye, so he's permitted to be Noyig Avelus and Shabbos. It's a reshus. That means Rishus is, that means he can do it. It's not called Avelis Peferesh, he's permitted to be Peirish. I mean, so you see, Klor, even though there's no Isser, Shmuel holds there's no Chiyuv. And then he's permitted to be Peirish. The Rav Omar, and Rav said, Af Prius Horosh Rishus. Rav said that he doesn't, if he wants to, he doesn't have to take off the itov. He's not mechuyev to take off the itov. Ushmuel, so the Gemara asks, Ushmuel, maishno nilas asando de rishus. The Gemara asks, what's pshat in Shmuel? Why is nilas asando de rishus? That means if he doesn't want to wear shoes, he doesn't have to wear shoes. The lav kuli almi avidi desaimi misanayu. Not everyone wears shoes on Shabbos. So Memela, his not wearing shoes does not spell out Avelis. Frag the Gemara and Shmuel Prius Aroish Nami Lavkula Almi Avidi de Megalu Reshayu. Not everyone doesn't have Ituf on Shabbos. Not everyone goes without Ituf. So if he's wearing Ituf, so what's the Mayrash? Where do you see Avelis Beferesye? Not Avelim also go with Ituf on Shabbos. Because not a Musa d'Avelis. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel l'taymei. The Omar Shmuel, kol kra she'enei b'shas chimum, enei kra. This is a different halacha, but since these two members of Shmuel, so more being done both members. One member of Shmuel said, "Kol kra she'enei b'shas chimum, a kriya that was not made b'shas chimum enei kra." V'chol atife she'enei katife shish me'elim ena atife. In the atife that an oval is chayivin, it has to be an atife shish me'elim. Atife shish me'elim, no one makes. Only an oval makes atife shish me'elim. So therefore, Shmuel held that Prias Roish is a chayve. You can't make a natifa on Shabbos, because if he makes a tifa, so what kind of tifa is going to make? If he makes a tifa shishmeilim, so that spells out Avelis. No one makes a tifa shishmeilim who's not a novel. If he won't make a tifa shishmeilim, so he didn't do anything. So what did he accomplish? He's not mekayim the mitzvah of Avelis side by side. So memeilim, so he says, that's not called, he's mu'utif. So that's what Shmuel says, you have to be oiker the atif. You need periyus haroch. Masha ein kein Rav holds the din atife, that an oval is chayvim, is not atife shishmeilim. So this atife, other people also make this atife. So memele, so it's not niker, that he's doing it l'shem evil. So Rav holds that Prius Harosh is also a Rishus. If you want, you could remain with the Atifa, and you could be Mechavon l'shem Atifas Avelis, you have a mitzvah Atifas Avelis. It's not called Avelis Befarhesye. Not Mechuyev to do it. If you want, you can do it. If you want, you don't have to do it. It's a Rishus. What does Rashi say? Loiku la'alme megalo reishai b'shabes. That's what Rav says. Vafel pisha misate, even though he's misate, b'le mechzika obel. B'shas chimum, b'shas ascholas hatzar, b'shas misa. That's the mitzvah of kriya. V'chol atifa she'ena katifas yishma'ilim. Hilkach, that's what Shmuel holds. Kivin d'chol yemei shavua shu ovel misatav ki yishmoil. Is im eina noit lo b'shabes, we won't take off the seat of in Shabbos. Nire k'noig avelis. T'kul alme loy nigi b'atifizu. No one is noig this atifa. El avelim b'vad. So memela, so that spells out avelis, so that's avelis b'fahesh. Look the Gemara weiter. Mochei Rav Nachman ad Guvi de Dikne. Just let's go a little further. Omar Rab Yaakov, Omar Rab Yochanan, Loishonu Elo She'ein Loi Minolayim Beraglov. That, what according to Shmuel, is Mechuyev to make Priya Sarosh. He's not permitted to walk around Me'utif. That is Davke if he doesn't wear shoes. So then he looks like a novel. He's Me'utif ki Yishmoel. He didn't wear shoes. So that's Avedus Befaresia. Avo Yeshloi Minalayim, but if he's wearing shoes, Beraglov, Minolov Mechichinolov. So his Minalayim are showing that, you see, I'm not being Noig Avedus, I'm wearing shoes. So then he's not Mechuyev to make Priya Sarosh. Let us see Rashi. Mochi Rav Nachman, Atifesh Ishmaelim. What is Atifesh Ishmaelim? Guvi Dikne Gumish Shebelechi Lamata Mipiv. Loishonu Priyas Harosh Bishabes. When are you Mechuyev to be Megalarosh Bishabes? The Tzorich Legalois Choit Moi Usfo Moi Uskonoi. Yes, the Mimigala, the Chaitim, and the mustache, and the beard. Sh'o yom mechuse bimei evloim. Lo'idia ki ein abeilis b'shabes, el shein min alayim beraglov. Abol, yesh min alayim beraglov, min olov, mechichem olov. The ein oval. That is not an oval. Aber legal ist reiche in it so richtig, this is not clear. And that's what we're talking about, that when is Prius a roi shachiv, el shem melayim beragel, yesh melayim beragelov, no mechichem ov, dein ovo. Bim boli satev, bitzine, this tzine is also a problem, we'll see later why it's a problem. Afila katifis ishmeilem ein bekachklo. But if he wants to make katifis ishmeilem, is ein bekach klum. I heard a ha'ore from this Rashi. We had mentioned before, when we learned the din of Atife, we had mentioned the Ktsaisa Shulchan Simen Zayin Siv Dalet in Hilchis Tzitzis. Ktsais HaShulchan says the many people make a mistake when they make Atife by Tzitzis, by the Talus. He says the Loshen of the Mechaber is in Hilchis Avelis Sheyechase Roishoy B'Talus, is Mechase the Roish with the Talus. The Yachser Ktsosoy Al Piv Va'al Roy Shachoitim. And then you take, that means this Chalik, you take one end of the Sudur of the Talis and you put it Ad Piv. So that means the Atifis Yishtah, that means like this, that the Talis alone is only covering, it says, not that you're Moshech the Talis till the mouth, till over the nose and the soft and the mouth. You don't do that. He says, you make a TV Yishmaelim, so yes, how could the Yishmaelim walk? I mean, no one walks like this. And look, tak how the Yishmaelim go. The Yishmaelim tak, there's a Suda over their heads, and the Ktsas HaBeged, they go and put over their mouth. So this covers the mustache, the mouth, the nose, no matter how, what they want to cover. So this Chalik, the Chalik of the Ktsas HaBeged, that's the Itav. That is Itav Yishmaelim. That's what he says. But Achsermer, from this Rashi, it would seem not the way he said. Because if we will assume that Rav Nachman said, what is Atifis Yishmaelim? Guvi Dikne, Gumaish Shebelechi Lamata Mipiv. That Atifis is to the Gumaish Shebelechi. Now, if you're going lamato milamato lamailo, that means you're being mechase. So it means you're only being mechasa till lamata mipiv. That's what you're making the ituf. Because you're going lamata lamalo, so that's what you're being mechasa. That's the nituf. And then Rashi says the next Rashi, the tzorich legalis, choitmoi, usvamoi, uskonoi, shahoye mechusa bimei ebloi. So from Rashi it would seem that the top of the Suda went all the way down till the Gumis Alechi Shalamata Mipiv. So Memele, that was the Itov. The Itov was that the Suda went all the way down. It went all the way down. So Memele, the Rav Nachman said, how far down does it have to go? So Rav Nachman says it has to go down Lamata Mipiv. So it's covering the nose and the mustache and the lips, and it's going Lamata Mipiv, Gumas Alech Lamata Mipiv. Taket, there's another dig. From that Rashi alone is a raya. Because if Rashi is telling us if he's taking the ktsois asuda, so not lemata mipiv, ad piv. If we're going milamata lemaila, so then Rashi should have said, Rashi said gumis ad piv, not lemata mipiv. I mean that we're going lemata lemaila. So it seemed from this Rashi that Rashi holds clear that the itof is milamaila lemata, not the way the lashon is in the Loshna Machaba. That's how it would seem from Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Vishmul Letaime, Perish B'Taisvis HaRav. The Rav Sova Datifis HaRoish, She'eino Katifis Yishmeilim. That's the mitzvah of Atifis HaRoish, Havi Atifis. So Memele, so people, Shabbos, also go around with such an Atifis. So memele, so there's no chiyuv to be megala roishe. Taisvah says a mistome rav shmul halacha kerav. Be paskin like rav. So memele, so the atif is not like atif is shmelem. Yesh meforshim the rechitzes yodayim de koma hoche. Now the Gemara said that natar is a rishus. And what's natar? The reish of natar is rechitzes yodayim. So what is pshat? It's a rishus. It's a rishus that you don't have to make rechitzas yadayim. So Taisvi says, yesh mefoshim rechitzas yadayim dekom ocher rishus. Haynu kemandi amepeg v'mem adlikim debeloi avelis u rishus. That means there's a machlokes if there's a mitzvah lirchitz ponav yodav araglo before Shabbos, or it's a rishus. So Taisvis, others wanted to say that if Agamor says it's a reshus, that means you don't have to wash your hands on Shabbos. So Vais Tois, that's a reshus. Avol Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the Omar Hosom, Vani Oimer Mitzvah, is Bovol Nami Yave Mitzvah, V'loi Reshus. Then there'll be a mitzvah to make the rechitze. V'nire, the Leit Zorich Lamei Merochi, the Lohochi Perushe, Ochem, the mishum avelos, because of his avelos, einei choyve laharois, he's not mechuyev to show, so the Rishash makes a girs over here, she'einei obu b'shabes. Laharois she'ein avelos b'shabes. Yes, ainay chayve laharay she'ain avelus b'shabbes. There's no chiyuv to show that there's no avelus b'shabbes. That means like this, that it's a rishus. That means you could be noyig avelus. You're permitted to be noyig avelus. That means even though it's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to be reichitz. There's a mitzvah rechitza b'chamim lekovit Shabbos. But there's a mitzvah of avelus also. And if I have this mitzvah, so if I care, that mitzvah won't be doicha this mitzvah. But if I'd be mechuyev to show that I'm not a novel, so I'm a melech, so if I care, I have to show you, you have to show you're not a novel.
But ein choyve laharish she'ein avelis b'shabbos. There's no choyve to show, to do pulis, to show that there's no avelis. So that means there's a heter of niyag avelis. So mamelis afilu we hold l'chitze b'chamim is a mitzvah, but it's a reshus not to make a chitze b'chamim because I want to be niyag avelis. I don't understand the habamin of Taisvis because Tashmish is zikha mitzvah. Bafal Piken, he says Tashmish amit is a reshus. Loishono she'ein loy min alayim beraglov. Taima. So, Lachayre, what did Shmuel say now? Shmuel said that Priyas Arosh Chayva, a person is not permitted to go be'itov on Shabbos because that spells that Abelis. That's Abelis Befahesia. But if he's wearing shoes, so that means if there's one niyug of iavelis, so then that's not called avelis pefet. You see, I'm not noyig avelis. I'm wearing shoes. You're wearing itav akasha, but I'm not noyig avelis. That's what Shmuel said. Is teime the chiheche dimin olav mechichem olav. Amai lo yamrinin echad mehani mechichem. So Taisva says, our Gemara says it's a very interesting yisod, but our Gemara says if he's doing, that means between you and me, we could understand not like Shmuel. So there's different mitzvahs of Avelis. There's a mitzvah of Itov. There's an Isser of Nilas HaSandal. So if I'm not being over the Issa of Nilus HaSandal, that means I'm not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Itov. I mean, and that's the truth. The truth is, that's Taka what he's doing. He's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Itov, and he's not being over the Issa of Nilus HaSandal, because Shabbos, there's no Issa of wearing sandals. He's wearing a sandal. Now, Shmuel said at Pesach Yiddish that if you see he's not being Mekayim Avelis B'miluai, so whatever he's doing does not spell out Avelis. It's not called Avelis Beferesia. So Taisvi says, what will be the din if he makes Kifas Hamite? So then it'll also be Mutter Priyas Arosh. You come into my house, you see the mitis, there's no Kifas Hamite anymore. So you see, Ois Avelis. So then it'll also be Mutter. Or he'll make Chazorah Sakra. So it'll also be mutter. So how could you say all three are chayva? You mechuyev to do all three. You only mechuyev to do one. And as soon as you do one, so mamele, so whatever else you'll be doing is mutter. B'shema b'nalayim yesh eichoche yaisa. Maybe b'minalayim there's a bigger eichoche. That means that will make skifa samita. That will be marzah dekra. Doesn't mean anything. But now he's wearing shoes, then there's a bigger hechoche. I'd like to say something, how if this is pshat and toisvis, I don't know. If what I'm saying is true, I also don't know, but I'd like to mention a rayon I once thought. The Rav Chaim Volozhiner Nefesh HaChaim says the Iker HaOdom, when he speaks about the neshama of the Odom, is Natua Lemaila B'Shoyresh Nishmosai. So the Shoyresh of the neshama and the Iker neshama is Lemaila. Ki Rak Bechines Ikvayim Me HaShoyresh Nichnas L'Soich HaGuf. That means the neshama that each person has, that is not the whole neshama. That is the ekev of the neshama. The ekev neshama is lamaylo, and mistama the neshama is mashpia milamaylo lamato. And as Mechaim Volozhiner says in another place, that ki odom eitz asode, that a person is like a tree, an upside down tree. The shiroshim alamaylo, And the branches are lamata, and the person taka looks like that. The hair looks like shiroshim, and the hands and feet look like branches. But al kaponim, that's to show that the iker adam is the Iker Adam is the Iker, the neshama of the Adam is the Iker Lamayla, and the Ikfayim, the regal of the neshama, that enters the goof. Lezois, so he is Messiah, Lezois Nikra Haguf now. The goof, he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh that the goof is called anal, the goof is a shoe for the neshama. He says the regal haneshama, that's in the Yodam, and the goof Yodam is anal to the neshama, to the regal of the neshama. So I thought it could be that, so that's the Indian of Chalitza Samanu. An oval takes off the shoe. He wants to show that that's what occurred. When you take off the shoe, the regal remains, but the shoe is taken off. So, B'Mises HaOdom, there was only a Chalitza Samanu. That's all what happened. The shoe was taken off. The shoe was separated from the regal. That's all what happened. That's the uptight of the evil. That's the loss, that the shoe got separated from the regal. So could be chalitzas hamano, that's the uptight of avelus. That means it's not that's the uptight of avelus. So it could be, so if he's wearing shoes, so I'm not being noig menoge avelus. That means could be all the other dinim adinim proteim, skifa samite, and achsoros ka, these are only zaitike zachen, but it could be, we've mentioned once that the Shita Saramban is, which is also very interesting. You have to know what Oimek Advom is, but the Shita Saramban is a Shmua Rechoike, Rabban is Moire, when Rav came to Rav Chiye, and he told, he asked him, Abba Kaim, Ima Kayemes, so he realized that his brother and sister were Nifta, so he said, Chaloitz Min Olai, take off the shoes. So the Ramban is medayik, and what's with all the other nihugim from Avelis? The Ramban says, Ashmur Chayke, that's the whole Avelis. Only Chalitzis Min Olayim, not more than that. So we see, Epis, that somehow Chalitzis Min Olayim, that is the Iker of Avelis, for some reason. So Taisvah says, so the Shmuel only said, if he's wearing shoes, so then he could go Be'itov, it's no problem. But so the Iker is Take, that he's wearing shoes. Shema ben Alayim, Yeshe Choche Yoiser, that he's not practicing Avelis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara goes to the second member of Shmuel, but this was the first member of Shmuel, that Shmuel had said, that kol kra she'enoi b'shas chimum enoi kra. So the Gemara asks, v'omru lei l'shmur, the Gemara brings a raya from Shmur, noch nafshei derav, that Rav was nifter, kori alei trei sermoni, he was kereya 12 godim, Omar Ozel Gavre Dahave Mistafine Mine. We'll explain this soon. Omalel Rab Yoichanin Noch Nafshe de Rab Chanine Korelet Leiser Itzeli Milse. He tore 13 begot. Omar Ozel Gavre Dahave Mistafine Mine. So we have to understand what the Kash of the Gemara is. We'll soon see. The Gemara answer, Shaini Rabbonon, the Kivin, the Cholshaito, Mitkeri, Shmatayu, Keshas Chimum Domi. So now everything is good. But Shirashi, the Mistafine Mine, Bekushis. Before we'll go Pshat and the Etzim Sugi, I'd like to say over a very interesting Taisus Harosh. Taisus HaRosh says, Ozo le gavre de mistafine minei, mipnei yir osoi, ho yisi ma'ayin bishmu osi yofer. Before I said a shir, before I gave a psak, I knew, if I say something wrong, Rav is gonna slug me up, but good. Lo yisi meikel bo. I wouldn't be meikel, that means, I said a shmuot was with a gvaldike kvedis. Va'ata mi mi'ira, but now Rav isn't here, so who's going to slug me up? Ulai eshke tomit, va'achti yesarabim, nimtse shua yemezake oisi. That means he was toile his whole atzloche, he said good shiurim, he said good shmuz, he was machamel amite shal teire, because he knew that there's a Rav, that if he says something wrong, he'll make Hashem blot out of him. That's gavre the mistafina mine. But what's pshat in the Gemara? We have to understand what the kasha was and what the teretz was. L'chayre, if we look at the Gemara kipshuta, we don't understand what's shver. They told him the Rav was niftes, that's called a shas chimum, the shas shmu is a shas chimum, so he taught 12 begodim, 13 begodim. What's the kasha? So I saw in Leiv Rochov, he brings down the kriyos hoyu b'chol oisen shoyis demitkeri shmatayu. This was not at one time. This was different times. There were different times he tore one beged, and then a few months later he tore another beged. He tore 12 begodim. V'ayim meiri, he brings down a meiri, im hoyu ameis talmud chochom, v'doag olov al sofik shenishadish loy, herei oisa shor shaschimum ve'ein kan baltashres. Before I'd like to elaborate on this gemara 1 minute, I'd like to say over a meiridiki gemara mesechtes broches taf mem beis amet beis, and then we'll understand this gemara. The gemara said that I think they came back from the levaya of Rav, and they had a shaila about birchas hamazon, if it's a kviyas, if it's not a kviyas. They had a shaila. They didn't lehave biyadayu, so they didn't know what to do. So the Gemara says, "Kom ravade barave, ahade kare laachire." So he was still wearing a beged karua from the levaya of Rav. So he turned the beged around to the back. V'kora kriyachine, he was kere again. So Rashi says, "Lahareis evil achshav ki yoyim amise." He wanted to show Avelis now, ki yoyim amise, asha yutzrichim lohayrois, ve'ein yoydim lohayrois. They needed a psak, and there's no one who knew the psak. So therefore, so this is a yoyim amise. So that means if one finds himself in a matzev, that he's a nitzrach, for that nifter, and he's not here anymore, so it's a new shas chimum, it's a yom amise. So the ibud, the hefsid is fresh. So lechayre, that is pshat na gemara. Our gemara is telling us, they would at different times they were kireya begodim so the reason that they were kirei begodim at different times, because whenever they were mitkiri shmatayu, so was nesoire anu, and the most kasha was, so how does this stem with Shmuel? According to Shmuel, it's only b'shas chimum. So the Gemara says, kim de mitkiri, kim de chol shaita mitkiri shmatayu, kishas chimum domi. So this was like a shas chimum. Let us see Taisvis. B'chol kra she'enoi b'shas chimum, eina kra. Nire, da'ha da'oma le'el. Mish nizdamen lo'i choluk Pesach Zayin. Af al pi she'eino ishas chimum. Shemo davke kigoin shekora kvar. Vochemayri misheloi kora adayim. Now this is a very shver Tosfos. And let's explain what is shver. The Gemara Daf Chof Amud Beis says as follows. If a person didn't have a choluk, Taisa says he was wearing a choluk shawl, and Misha is damilei choluk b'seich zayin, so he's kereya. So Taisa says, Sakashe afa pi she'ene shas chimum. It wasn't a shas chimum, it wasn't a shas misa. So that's the kasha. So the kasha is good. So the thesis answer, Shema davke kegoin shekora kva. Over there, it's good because he was kereya already. So it's a pella. First of all, he wasn't kereya. That's the whole story. He didn't have a choluk to be kereya. He's damen loy choluk. He had a choluk. He got a choluk. He's damen loy choluk b'seich zayin. He didn't have a choluk till now. So what does thesis mean? Shema davke kegoin shekora kva. And that's one problem. But, if he was Kora Kva, that's why he could be Kerei again. So, Nagos Eretz Svi, he says, Epshat and Taisvis is Ben Hapachu. Taisvis has a stira. Our Gemara says that a Kra Shaloi Bishas Chimum is not a Kra. And there's a Isabel Tashchis. Need a Kra Davke Bishas Chimum. So Taisus es Sakashe, we learned Mishis Damaloi Cholok Peseich Zayim, Af Arpi She'enei Shas Chimum, Af Arpi Yekereya. And here it says you cannot be Kereya if it's not B'Shas Chimum. Shemo Davke, our Gemara is speaking about Kigoin Shekoro Kva. Our Gemara is speaking about he was Kereya once, he was Mekayim Mitzvah Kriya. Now he wants to be Kereya again. So the Shaila is the second Kriya a Kriya? Or is it Baal Tashchis? So that Shmuel says, if it's not a Shas Chimum and he was Kereya already, then he's not permitted to be Kereya again. But Hoche is going on this Baraisa. Mayri, the Maisa Nizdam in Lai, Mayri Bishalai Koradain. He wasn't Kereya yet. So he wasn't Kereya. So Mamela, so it's not a Shas Chimum, we shouldn't be Mekai Mitzvah's Kriya. Even the Loshen is a little schwer, but Eretzvi brings that, the Ritva brings down this Teretz from the Balei Taisis, from the Ri. So Mestoma, this is Pshat, not Taisis. That the whole Shmuel is speaking about when he was Kereya. And there it's speaking about he wasn't Kereya. Hinami, Kigoin she'ein loy choluk b'shor rishoyne, chayiv likhoyek she'yoloy, afilo shaloy b'shas chimo. The second teretz of Taisus is like this. The nafke mina is, between the first teretz and the second teretz, Taisus in the first teretz said that if he never was kereya, you're kereya. It's not shas chimo, so it's not shas chimo. You have to be kereya. The second Teretz wants to say if he was unable to be Kereya, like over there, so then, when the Shas Chimum was, he was unable to be Kereya. Now he found the beggar, then the Zachiyev Kriya. But, if he was able to be Kereya, and he wasn't Kereya b'Shas Chimum, he was Mithatzel, and he wasn't Kereya b'Shas Chimum. And now he got a hero tshuva. Now he wants to be kereya. So according to the second teretz of Taisus, no, then that's also nichlal in Shmuel's memory. You have to kereya b'shas chimum. Unless you weren't able to be kereya, you didn't have a choluk, then you're permitted to be kereya later. But if you were able to make a kriya b'shas chimum, so the second teretz of Taisus holds that you're not kereya anymore, and the first teretz from Taisus holds, as long as he never made a kriya, even though he had the opportunity to make a b'shas chimum, and if a past opportunity, he can still make a kriya later. That's how the Eretz Tzvi says pshat and Taisus. Now Taisus says, the b'chol shor sheyuchal ischamim al meisoy, אפילו לזמן מרובה אחי מסוסי, קורי שפר בשעס חימום. That means that if a person is מסחמם על מסר לידי, he's מסעירו, so that's called a שעס חימום. כמו שאומרו ברבונו, משום דמית כשמתי, so it's לאו דווקא דרבונו, הוא הדינמי בכל מס, שיוכל לסחמם עולות, so it also that's also called a shas chimum bahad parikh besamakh le mishani achi mishum davlav achi mishani shap see later the gemara could have answered that it's speaking about that it was a shas chimum sagt die gemara weiter amalei rovim baradel rove amar tamit chom רב אמרון, תניה, עובל כל שיבה קוירי לפונוב, בקרז לפונוב, ואם בוא להחלף, if he wants to change the baggit, מחלף וקרי, so he puts on a different baggit, and he's קרי, that means he has to make a new career. בשבס קוירי להחלף, then the קרז להחלף, ואם בוא להחלף, מחלף ואיני קרייה. So what is the קשה? So the קשה is, what is פשט in the first din, ואם בוא להחלף, מחלף וקרייה, it was קרייה once already. Now he wants to change the בגד, so the second קרייה is a קרייה שלוי בשעס חימום. So, and he made already once קרייה. So what is פשט in this din, מחלף וקרייה? So the answer is Kisanya he be covered over the imay. That's a different than that. It's covered over the imay. It doesn't fall together about Tashchis. And Salkaponim in the Shiva, it seems he has to wear, have a Begad Karua. But not, that's covered over the imay. Let us see Rashi. Machle v'kereya afo pishayne shaschimo. Covered over shonu. Aval kul alma ein kereya elo b'shaschimo. Let us see Taisvis, Kisan Yehi Bekovid Ovivimoy. Imikan Kosholi Alma Shepirish Lumalo the Goras Rabbeinu Hananel. This is Taisvis, this is the Barsho's Gilsa. Takana Rabbeinu Hananel, this Gilsa is in the Rabbeinu Hananel. We had in the, that, we had on Daf Chof Amid Beis, the Girsa was that they didn't have a Cholok, Nizdamna Loi Cholok, Teich Shiva, Acha Shiva. The Rabbi Nechananu was Geiris, Misha Ein Loi Elo Cholok Echot, Venizdamen Loi Cholok Beseich Shiva. He had one Cholok, and then he got another cholok. So what? Shari wanted to change the first cholok. Kerei, b'sech shiva kerei, lacha shiva eine kerei. So it says that mi she'ein le'ol cholok echod, the ma'ir. So that's the Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa, that he only had one cholok. And then later, when he's damn le'ol cholok echod, got another cholok, he wants to change to the second cholok. The ma'ir, b'chi agav, the machlich v'kerei, da gabi ove vime oma hoche machlif ve kereya kol shive. Here it says machlif, he wants to be machlif, he's kereya kol shive. But after shive, he's not mechuyiv to be kereya. Olelam rinen alo ve vime kereya lo ilam ve tzorich iyon. That means according to Ben Hananel's girse, according to Agis, there's no problem whatsoever. Agis says he didn't have a choluk, he never was kereya, and so if he gets a hold of a cholik, teich shibis kerei ashar kroivim lacha shibalo vevimoi. But according to Rabbi Nechananel's gilse, that mi she'en lo yel a cholik echad, he did have a cholik, he was kerei once already. Now we're speaking about the second kriya of a chlofe, so it's a stire. It's a stire to Agamore. Agamore says, yomi kerei mi machlev in shiva, and then Agamore says, Yikireya after Shiva. And the Rishash is Moira, there's another stir. Agamore says only by Ovid Bimai. There it says by Shakraivim. you're also kereya. Yosav le'lakshe, shemamrin, tefilo b'sham eisem kereya b'seich zayim. So that's a shverikait on the Rebbeinu Chananel's girse. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oysen kroin misachin, I ain't misachin, are you permitted to sew them up? Pligibo avuad the rabbi shaye, bar kapo, achad oma ain misachin, vachad oma misachin, this time the avuad the rabbi shaye, the oma ain misachin. He's the one that says ain misachin, the rabbi shaye ain misachin. Because rabbi shaye said ain misachin, meman shmiyolei, lav me yavua. So Moses says loy mi bar kapo a rabbi, shmiyolei, so you have no raya. Who said what? So here, Rava says that you're allowed to wear a beged karua b'shabbos. So, let's go a little further. Abai Ashkel of Yosef the Poros Leisudra Reishe, he was going with Ituf. V'ozl v'osi b'beise. Om alei lafsovo lamar in abeilis b'shabbos. Om alei hochmer v'yechen et vorm shebetzine noik. So Rashi says the Poris Sudra Reishe b'Shabbes Mishematife the Noig Avelis. He was Noig Avelis. He told them Dvorim Shebetzin the Noig. So it's very interesting. How does the Shtim with we had before Shmuel said a memre Chasaras Prius Aroish Chayve? Okay, this was and this is a Chayve and Chazara Sakra Zachayve. And here we see Nitazai. So the Ritva says, one of the two, the Ritva says, Oda Yisraelik Takan Shmuel, and or, this is talking about, he's doing it, Derech Arai, Shubetzine Besoich Beisoi. Hu Adin Kol Shal Dine Avelis, Yeshlinik Bem Derech Arai, Shubetzine Besoich Beisoi. And so it seems, Nachsimah from the Ritva, it seems that the Zachiev Take, but they held it Zachiev, the Zachiev of Nig Abelis and Shabbos. But when it's an oifen that's boiled, that's Abelis Beferesye, then we hear a posik Bichas Hashem Itash Vilo Yosef Etzavimo. That you're not allowed to show atzvis, now to show avelis. But if it's not in an oifen that's mefusim, so memele, could be a mechuyiv to do it. Vorm shebetzin is noyig. Hochi yama rabbi yechanan, vorm shebetzin is noyig. So ktoisvis posit baloch is deilis krabbi yechanan. That it's noik lafuki merab b'shmu the omelel tashmish amita rishus the dvorim shebetzinu. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's a rishus. If you're on, it could be perish, and they el take you mechuyev to be perish. Beperkama deksubis namikoma lo mesayile l'Rabbi Yochanan. Mobbing Zarai to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rom Shebetzin is Noyik. Rabbi Verov is Sobri Kabosi, that's Rishash's Girsa. That means Rov over here, and Rabbi is almost Makabal from Rabbi Yosef. Va'avo gav de kaimo na lochi gedivre hameiko. So, lochoire, we have a machloikas. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Zachiev Avelis Betzine. And Shmuel holds the Zachiev Avelis Betzine. So we should pass like the Mekel. So Taisa says, "Hani mila b'machloike shel tanoi, aval b'milse d'amiroi lo yamorin." That I don't know. Misavkeli ki heichi d'shori b'seich beisei hani dvorim d'kriye. I don't know if the the shoyas of Bissol, I mean, not they were matter, that they held you a mechuyiv to do a taka. You have also been ila sasandl betzine v'chol shalvom. So maybe taka you're not allowed to wear shoes. If all this falls into the category of tzine, so could be taka it's also been ila sasandl. I mean, that's what they held. There is a niyig, as long as it's not boiled, the zachiyah bavelis, the filo b'shabbos.